I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. A little more than a week ago, a 7.1 magnitude earthquake flattened buildings in Mexico City. Outside the capital, homes collapsed across the south-central Mexican states of Morelos and Puebla. But remember that there was another quake that hit southern Mexico back on September 7th, and thousands of aftershocks continue to shake that region. Shannon Young reports from Oaxaca.
A group of people on a corner in the hard-hit city of Juchitán are looking at what's left of once-familiar buildings. They collapsed Saturday morning during a 6.1 magnitude aftershock here that jolted residents across Oaxaca out of bed. Two men say what a lot of people are thinking here, that Saturday's was the worst of the thousands of aftershocks that have been rocking the region since the 8.2 earthquake hit on September 7th. The Saturday morning shaking collapsed a bridge and toppled several structures that had been damaged but were still standing after September 7th. It also sent people back into the streets or onto their patios to sleep, eat, and otherwise feel safer than inside their homes.
Alerta sísmica. Alerta sísmica.
Saturday morning's tremor set off seismic alarms as far away as Mexico City. For many, it was the third time in as many weeks that an earthquake measuring above a magnitude 6 sent them running outside.
Esto, la comunidad científica lo está estudiando de entrada por la lejanía y por tanto.
Mexico's National Seismological Service Director, Xoli Pérez Campos, told reporters that the scientific community says it's unlikely there's any direct relation between the September 7th quake and the one closer to Mexico City on the 19th. The two occurred along different fault lines in separate parts of the country. But she adds that scientists do agree that Saturday's 6.1 quake was an aftershock, the strongest of the more than 5,000 aftershocks the National Seismological Service has registered from the 8.2 earthquake. The constant movements have people in the isthmus on edge. This is a region without a seismic alert system, so residents rely on their senses or visual cues like swaying power lines to gauge the intensity of an aftershock, or even just confirm that it happened.
Sigue temblando, no pegamos el ojo para nada, porque pues estamos al pendiente de correr.
In a shelter in San Dionisio del Mar, Monica Torres says the intermittent shaking and related need to stay on one's toes means no one's getting a good night's sleep. She says the anxiety is worsening the health of locals who were already dealing with high blood pressure and diabetes. Sadness, she adds, is everywhere, especially among those who lost their homes. And then there's the change to the diet.
Más puro pescadito recién salido del mar. Comemos.
Neri Sosa says people in San Dionisio del Mar, especially children, aren't used to eating canned food, like what comes in care packages. The town, as its Spanish name suggests, is located along the seaside. But with homes in ruins and aftershocks causing choppy waters, villagers aren't fishing much these days. And the price of fresh produce has skyrocketed. Sosa and Torres help run the community kitchen in the San Dionisio shelter. Over the weekend, they built two traditional wood-burning stoves with donated materials so that people here can once again make tamales, smoked fish, and totopos, a type of flat, perforated tortilla crisp that's a staple in the regional diet. Totopos have been hard to come by since the earthquake destroyed fragile earthenware stoves, as well as the homes of the women who produce totopos on a cottage industry scale. Cooking helps take the edge off the stress, even allowing for moments of laughter. After thousands of aftershocks and weeks of subsisting on canned food, even something as simple as a traditional regional meal can provide some comfort that has been sorely lacking since September 7th. But before people here can even think of getting back to everyday life or rebuilding, the earth first needs to stop shaking. For The World, Shannon Young, Oaxaca, Mexico.